got some results for you already in the early polling. Got 100 responses in the first 5 minutes as to who should be Donald Trump's running mate. Ron DeSantis gets a lot of votes. Ron DeSantis, governor of Florida, doing very well in my not-so-scientific polling. Candace Owen, doing great here. Candace picking up a pile of support here. And Kristi Noem, one or two. I'll get back to that. First, I want to shift gears to our vulnerability. When it comes to an electric grid, when it comes to an all-electrified future, look at what happened in Texas. One bad winter storm and 4.5 million Texans are without power. Dozens died from exposure and hypothermia as a result. Well, what about the rest of the power grid in America? What do we do if we go completely electric and the grid fails? What if you have electric police cars and ambulances and fire trucks and everything else is gone? And how do you build all of those things? You need rare earth elements. Very important. Well, guess who has the corner on that market? That's right. It's China. My next guest, Dana Chang, is a senior editor of China News for the Epoch Times. Dana, good to have you here. Dr. Dana Chang, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So tell me about the rare earth vulnerability that we have as Americans as we talk about building out this grid, as we talk about electrifying America, as we talk about all of these things. China is right there with us in the corner, aren't they?
Yes, China has been considering limiting the export of rare earths. Well, as a matter of fact, a few decades ago, America was the leading force in exporting and producing rare earths. We depend on it for our phone, our telecommunication, and our firefighter, actually, military. It's very, very important.
So phones, military, communications, the electrical grid, all of it's tied to these rare earth elements. China has a corner on the market currently. Now, we have some places in America we can find these items, do we not?
Yes. I think in California and some other states, we do have the resource, but it's up to our decision makers whether we allow our people to really develop it. So it is why China has been very careful in playing this card. A few years ago, when Trump was in the office, they were considering limiting the export, but they were afraid that if they limit, America will immediately develop, you know, producing the rare earths, then they will lose. So they have been waiting for some people that would insist on policy that are limiting Americans' own industry in
so, Doctor, when you're talking about those policies, you're talking about environmental justice warriors. You're talking about the people that would thwart America in pursuit of rainbows, butterflies, and unicorns, I believe, while we become vulnerable to the nation of China because they will have the tools they need to communicate, to run military operations, to run better space operations. We will limit ourselves because of artificial roadblocks put in place by people that are so-called environmentalists. Is that what you're referring to?
Well, yes.
And so how do we get around that? How do we make sure that the policies that are in place make national security our top priority?
Well, we have to understand that China has, it's not China's country, China's Chinese people, it's Chinese Communist Party have always seen America as the number one enemy because they never feel secure with this communist ideology. They need to beat the free world to survive, they think. They are afraid of its own people. They are afraid of people in the free world. The value of a free world is a threat to them. So they will find every opportunity to beat America. America is the leader of a free world.
So how far behind are we? Dr. Dana Chang here, senior editor of the China News for the Epoch Times. How far behind are we when it comes to developing these rare earth elements? It's in California, you say. I believe it can be found in places like Idaho and Wyoming and some other places have some pockets of this. But it's not something you run out and pick up in a day's time. It takes development. It takes mining. It takes excavation. It takes people and planning and mathematics. And all of these things come together, right?
Well, we have to understand China learned all this from the West. So if we have a policy to release the power of a free economy, I think we can get independent and we can work with Australia and Japan, those countries that have the same value with us. China cannot beat us all. So it's important we get independent from the communist regime. In every aspect, we rely on China on critical material and the medical supply, and we have to face this threat.
Yeah, we need to stare down and push back, but I don't see that coming from this administration. I'm deeply concerned that the incoming, newly minted Biden administration is too cozy with China, too comfortable, too trusting, frankly. What do you believe?
Well, I think overall, America as a society, top and grassroots at every level, we need to be aware of the threat from the Communist Party. I think there's a lack of education.
Clearly a lack of education. We don't even teach real history about our own country. We demonize our own country and put other countries that have terrible records on a pedestal. I mean, the persecution of the Uyghurs, President Biden chalked up to differences of culture. People that are being exploited, having their organs harvested, used as slave labor, he chalks that up to just a difference of culture. Please, these people are being destroyed, used, enslaved. This is the modern China, is it not?
Communist Party has never changed. I think Americans understand Soviet Union as a Communist Party. It seems like they don't understand China is a communist regime. Communism never changed its nature. You can have a trading partner with someone, but with communists, it's dangerous.
Very dangerous. Dr. Dana Chang, greatly appreciate your insight and your wisdom here today. Thank you for taking the time.
Thank you.
You can always find out more at the Epoch Times, E-P-O-C-H. If you don't read the Epoch Times, you should. It's an alternative news source with a variety of different headlines and takes and perspective. Vary your news sources. Don't go to the same places and don't trust social media. Read. And then when you find something, challenge it. Don't just sit there and accept it. Challenge it. Look, read, find out more. Be curious and get to the bottom of it. That's what I encourage. All right, it's 41 after on a Monday. Good to have you here. Quick break. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Steve Griffin Show.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com, GruberHealth.com.
When today is unpredictable, you need sound advice and strong support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals for tomorrow. Ameriprise has been guiding clients through challenging times for over 125 years. You can take comfort in working with an advisor who's backed by that strong experience and who's there to guide you with personalized, goal-based financial advice. Together, you and your Ameriprise advisor can plan your future while navigating your now. Call me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles, today at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government. Our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion for free enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more.